With the exception of Israel, there's probably no place where anti-Semitism is a more sensitive subject than Germany, given its Nazi past. But in recent years, there's been increasing concern that anti-Semitism may be on the rise again in Germany. There have been some high-profile attacks in recent months. Many Germans blame the recent arrival of Muslim asylum seekers for the hatred, but many other people say that's only part of the story. Esme Nicholson reports from Berlin.
Germany's Jewish population is small, around 200,000. Yet in schoolyards here, the word Jew is heard regularly and not in a good way.
Jew is an insult here. If you want to insult somebody, whether they're Jewish or not, doesn't matter, but it's the thing you throw at them. Oh, he's a real Jew, or you're a Jew. That's a sort of go-to insult.
Gemma Michalski, who's British, German and Jewish, knows what she's talking about. Her 14-year-old son is the grandson of a Holocaust survivor. Michalski said he was so badly bullied by fellow students in Berlin that he had to move to another school, and the bullies were Muslim kids. Her son's ordeal made headlines here, and the far-right Alternative for Deutschland, or AfD, was quick to declare Facebook solidarity with the family and with the rest of Germany's Jewish community, even though you often hear anti-Semitic rhetoric from prominent AfD members. Georg Pizerski leads the Berlin branch of the AfD.
In Germany, it's very easy to say right-wing is anti-Semitism. It's anti-Semitism from our new Muslim population.
The police say over 90% of anti-Jewish hate crimes in Germany last year were committed by right-wing extremists, but there are no nationwide data on anti-Semitic incidents that aren't considered crimes, like schoolyard insults.
To say that anti-Semitism in Germany is a Muslim problem is just factually incorrect. The sad truth is it happens in schools with Muslim kids, and it happens in schools where there isn't a single Muslim kid in a white German school.
Gemma Michalski says she was shocked by the school's response to the abuse her son suffered from Muslim peers.
The fact that the school just said, well, look, they've got these views from home, so what you going to do? And threw up their hands. That is deeply Islamophobic, if you like. It's kind of really deeply racist.
Dervis Izaci agrees. Izaci is 34, the son of Turkish immigrants in Berlin. But he acknowledges that anti-Jewish sentiment is widespread among Muslim kids here struggling to make sense of the Middle East conflict. And he heads an initiative that tries to tackle these issues. He says that many of the teens he works with often feel outcasts themselves, not least because of the rise of right-wing populism.
When AfD says that they are the guarantors of Jewish life in Germany because the enemy is the bad Muslim, it's not about Jews and also not about their own anti-Semitism, but it's just because of their hate towards Muslims.
Izaci says it doesn't help that most of the kids he deals with have never even met someone who's Jewish, someone like Esther Knochenhauer. She's 33 and grew up in Russia and Germany, although she sounds American, and she's a member of a group called Rent-A-Jew.
Rent-A-Jew is an initiative where people can write to us and say we really need to see a Jew. It sounds horrible. Mostly it's schools. And that's great because the young kids, they don't have too many stereotypes and you can actually still catch them from becoming anti-Semitic. So if they meet us and we're nice, they're all okay then.
Knochenhauer is leading a workshop with seventh graders at a school in an affluent Berlin suburb. It's not a diverse place.
Finden Sie es doof, dass Sie als Juden geboren sind?
One boy asks Knochenhauer whether she wishes she hadn't been born Jewish. Another asks whether it's okay to be gay if you're Jewish.
You get different questions from different schools. One was in Neukölln, so there was a lot of people from Arabic countries, and they asked all the Palestine questions, and then there was a school that was out in Brandenburg, and they actually asked us if we're fine with farmers who raise pigs. I was just like, I don't really care. I'm fine. You know, I do enjoy a bit of bacon, so yay, you know.
Knochenhauer says she does feel anti-Semitism is on the rise, but that it's hardly new.
Anti-Semitism hasn't come here in the past 2 years. It's been around. I just don't think it's right to say that if all these migrants would leave, then we would have solved the problem with anti-Semitism, because that's just not going to work.
Some, though, are more worried than others. Germany's Central Council of Jews has warned Jews not to wear kippahs and other religious symbols in public for fear of attacks.
Können wir das unter keinen Umständen hinnehmen?
In response, last month, thousands of Germans of all faiths took to the streets in major cities across the country. They wore kippahs to show their support. But since then, an 11-year-old girl and a 37-year-old woman were attacked in two separate incidents for wearing headscarves. For The World, Esme Nicholson, Berlin.